It's been such a long time. It's been a hot minute. And I was wondering, should we brew some tea and make it hot hour? I am so sick of me being looked at as a dollar sign. I am not just money maker for you. Thankfully, I started to understand my role in life is not my monkey, not my circus. I did not enjoy my successes, I have to admit. Through serious events, life events, that really shattered me. I discovered that.
Hello and welcome back to Dream Girl. I'm Sheen, your host, and today I am joined by one of my closest friends, someone who I love a lot. Please welcome Salama Mohammed. Hello, Salama.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. It's been such a long time. It's been a hot minute.
It has.
And I was wondering, should we brew some tea and make it hot hour?
Where's the teapot? Are you ready to tip it?
Are you ready?
I don't think we are. But it's so nice to see you today. And, you know, we've all seen the extreme success that Peaceful has seen over the years. How long has Peaceful been now?
June 2021.
Yeah, it's been years, hasn't it?
It's been years, yeah.
Does it feel like it?
Every single day. It really feels like forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you've been in it for a while now. I mean, take us back to the start of the journey. What made you start Peaceful?
I think what made me start Peaceful is just my whole journey again. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but my whole journey took me back to my skin. From like school days, bullying days, until like, you know, growing up, people not shaking my hand, thinking it's contagious because I have vitiligo. Mm-hmm. And thinking people like I have vitiligo so they wouldn't shake my hand and say hi, thinking that they will get my vitiligo. And I think it's just a full circle of, you know, not accepting my skin to actually loving my skin and starting a peaceful journey. And here we go.
Well, what is it like? I mean, you're an entrepreneur, and I remember the first time we met as well, we were talking about how being an entrepreneur feels like being a plumber sometimes, where you're always fixing a new leak every day.
Definitely. It's like you wake up with a new set of problems every single day. But end of the day, I'm thankful because it makes you learn how to like problem solve. It makes you sometimes, you know, you sit in a corner and you cry for days. Mm-hmm. But I think if it wasn't having like the right team, having the right people, I wouldn't make it this far.
So I'm going to ask you a question, given that you mentioned it. How did you surround yourself by the right team? And I love that your team is mostly women as well, and they're all here. We love them. But what is your approach to making sure you're recruiting the right people?
I think it's a vibe. Mm. I think it's if you vibe with them and they vibe with you. And it's like when it comes to like choosing people, I think it's as much as them choosing you. It's not just one-sided thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a marriage. We accept each other. Do you know, sometimes when I'm low, they pick me up. Sometimes when they're low, we pick them up. And it's just a collective, just like loving family.
Mm-hmm. And what's your experience been of being in the beauty industry?
There is nothing beautiful about what I've seen. From my end, I'm not generalizing.
Of course.
My job is to put out fire every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think the beauty side of it is just, I think, being creative, taking control of what product you put out there and just going against the grain kind of thing. With Peaceful, we did not reinvent the wheel. When it comes to products, we just spent it differently. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's, when it comes to beauty world, it's been same old product, same old, like, you know, brands. It's just the same thing. They just do not reinvent. And this is where we came in. But you know what? No. We're actually going to challenge what beauty standard is. We're going to be more inclusive. We're going to be more from people to people. And we're going to be just approachable. And so far, it's been a great journey.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the things behind the success of Peaceful is that it does feel like you've poured all your love into it. There's such a human history behind it. And that's why people relate to it. And of course, the quality and everything of the product. But in in your little time of being in it, of course, Peaceful is a UAE homegrown brand. What was your experience of having to deal with, you know, the current stereotypes of people preferring Western brands as opposed to local brands?
I mean, I personally was one of them as well, because we have like set of brands that dominated the market for so long. And when you see something new, you just hesitate. And this is where we encourage people. And this is what I encourage people as well throughout. For example, when I do Snapchat tutorial, I try every single product. And I'm like, experiment. Like, do you know, give the new guy a chance. Because why? It's for example, look at me. I came into the market changing the narrative, changing. It took a while for people to actually believe in Peaceful. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's okay. If people are used to you, a certain image in social media, they go like, if that's how I made fun of myself in the first campaign. Oh, just another person from social media creating a product. But it wasn't that case. It was my whole life in social media was me learning about people, what they want to do, and creating the product for them. It's been a product of like such a long time collecting information and data and like experiment with people, open up my platform for everyone to tell me what they want. And for me, I encourage people to try a new product, give them a chance. Because what you know out there is like they understand your struggle. They come from the place, same place as you, same environment, same set of challenges, same set of frustration. So they come in with the mentality of changing those. And if people don't give them a chance, they might not succeed and grow. Because we're so used to, I'm so used to so-and-so and so-and-so because they've been around for 20 plus years. So I trust them, but not necessarily they're good for you. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily made for you. And that's where Peaceful came from. Mm-hmm. Came from frustration. I am so tired. I am so sick of me being looked at as a dollar sign. I am not just money maker for you. I am not spending. And this is one problem that we have here in the Middle East is we don't have the complain culture. Mm. We don't, when it comes to products, about everything else, man, I'm going to complain and I'm going to make sure that you know that I complained.
Yeah.
But when it comes to purchases, if I bought the wrong shade of foundation, I'm going to give it to my sister. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to complain and say, like, no, this is not the right match for me. Or this product haven't done the job for me. So it came from that. And that's the biggest dream for other brands is people buy, not complain. Mm. So Salama came in from that aspect saying, it's not going to happen for so long.
Mm. That's amazing. But that journey must have been difficult, no? Of trying to get people to accept this homegrown brand when, as you said, everyone is used, even we are used to the big names, and then to trust and move to something else. What do you think really worked in your favor in terms of making Peaceful a success?
People were hungry for a change. And I think it was about time. Mm. And I think, and I'm so thankful for Sephora Middle East to believe in Peaceful, because we launched from the get-go as well. That gave a lot of credibility to Peaceful. And to be in so many doors in Sephora, to be in Triano nowadays, and Nissa as well, is like, I am extremely thankful for as well retailers that believed in me, because they gave Peaceful credibility as well. And I think, again, people were hungry. People were starving for something that is effective. So people, when they tried it at first, they used to call it Salama's product. And I remember after like restocking and everything, because we went out of stock for 3 months, and it was the most expensive problem ever.
Really?
Because you have payroll, you have rent to pay, you have everything and no money coming in. Mm-hmm. So people dream of the selling out moment.
Yeah, you think it's a great thing.
It's the most expensive problem. It is the most expensive problem. And after we restocked again, people called it Peaceful. So it went from Salama's product, we're going to try it just because it's Salama's product, to actually Peaceful. And I want to say for people out there as well, like, just step, make the step and do. Sorry. Make the step and do it, because people will believe in you. I mean, I found so much support from everyone out there, more than family support. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it was beautiful. And you just have to do it and believe in yourself, and others will follow.
And is that the advice that you would give to anyone trying to get started in the beauty industry?
I would say, personally, just take it easy on yourself. If it works out, works out. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Because I personally had like failed businesses before.
Yeah.
And for me, I wouldn't trust someone that they haven't failed in life. Because life haven't slapped you around enough.
And it's coming.
And it's coming. It's a beautiful thing. I carry it as a badge of honor that I failed before in my life, because it taught me how to be scared. And I know what failure is, and it freaks me out. But sometimes you get challenges that batters you, but you know, like, you know what? I am terrified of being scared. I'm going to get out of it. And that's life lessons. And I think just for a 20-year-old, you would listen to my wisdom. I don't give advice. I lead by experience. Just, you know what? Your 20s are for you to learn about you and yourself, and your 30s is about to actually live who you are. So go ahead and just experiment. If it happens, it happens. And if it, you know, it doesn't happen, then pick up the slack and go ahead and do another one. And everyone is rooting for you. Nobody's judging.
Yeah, I love that. And isn't that the saying that you either win or you learn? There's never losing, right? So if something doesn't work out, failure is the best teacher. You learn so much from failing.
Definitely. I mean, what makes the failure sound daunting is everyone, their eyes on you and saying, oh, I said so.
Yeah.
But if you keep in mind, if you do it for you, and not for anyone else's, then you have nothing to lose.
I like that. And I want to go back to what you said about your 20s being discovering who, what you want to do, and then that your 30s living who you are. How did you find out who you are as a person?
I'm still learning, to be honest, because my I spent my whole 20s being a full-time mother. So I did not have time to know who Salama is. I didn't. I was torn between, you know, ketchup hands into like diapers and... And to be honest, like my journey just started in 2021. Like I started late. So I think people should learn something from that as well, as like there is no set age for you to, oh, I'm in my 20s, I should be a millionaire by now. No, no. Learn and welcome the failure if it happens. And you learn from it. But how did I discover me? That was a question that I've been asked by my amazing team, I remember. And I was like sending them a message on the group saying, do I have a midlife crisis? Do I have an identity crisis? Who am I? Because I'm learned to say who am I throughout media training, throughout interviews, throughout like the perfect answer. Who is Salama? Who is Salama? I have no idea, because I'm learning on a daily basis. Salama yesterday isn't Salama today. I'm just evolving and learning. But I am set of values. I am set of flaws and of hopefully good things. And don't put pressure on knowing who you are. It's okay. I mean, I'm just discovering myself nowadays.
Yeah, and you're right. We keep changing anyway. As we grow older, we experience new life things. And yesterday, our mutual friend, Nikki, she asked me a question. We love Nikki.
Nikki, I love you.
And she asked me a question where she said, introduce yourself, but don't use any of your education background, your professional background, or your titles, or what you do in life. And it took me a minute. Like, how do you introduce yourself? We get so used to introducing ourselves through our successes.
Yeah.
But you don't know who you are as a person. And then it made me dig a little bit deeper. And I went into, you know what? I think I'm just a child who doesn't like responsibility is who I am.
Now you're going to give me an identity crisis. How would I introduce myself without any title?
How would you? What would you say? Who is Salama?
I think Salama is, if I just go back to childhood... Will it be a childhood or will it be Salama today?
Salama today.
Oh my God. I'm just a loving person that I have so much love to give. And just, yeah, I would say I'm a loving person.
I would say you are too. Honestly, the first thing I noticed when we met because obviously I've known you as Salama online. And then the first time I met you, I just remember feeling this huge wave of love from you. And you are a very loving person. And I just want everybody to know, I know people love you online, but she's exactly like that. And even more in person. And that's amazing.
Thank you.
And now I want to talk a little bit about that. You know, what has your experience been of, obviously you are a public figure, you've been online and a lot of people recognize you. And it has definitely been helpful when it comes to starting a business and already having that personal brand. But how do you deal with it? The good, the bad, and everything that comes with being online.
I'm a serial muter. Like, and blocker for sure. My God, I refuse to. I'm end of the day, I am a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I am. And I learned the hardest way is, okay, I am in the public eye, but at the same time, I'm not in the public eye. People get surprised that I never leave the house.
Yeah.
I never leave the house. People think I'm a social butterfly. I fly from a place to a place. I actually don't.
Mm-mm.
I don't. From the office to the house. From the house to the office. I have no social life by choice. Mm-hmm. Because I want to protect my energy severely. Like, it's extreme. Like, my boundaries are so high. Mm. And it comes off to people like as if like, she doesn't want to,
you know, want to mingle with us. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, man, just come and give me a hug. I'm the biggest hugger in the world. But I learned it the hardest way is sometimes, most of the time, in my case, is just I've been used and abused for so long. And enough is enough. And it's okay to say like, no, because by nature, I have so much love to give. That's who I am, because I did not receive any love from my childhood. I didn't. I had to teach myself how to hug. I had to teach myself how to break the personal space when I come and give you a hug. So we have a saying in Arabic, فَاقَدِ الشَّيْءِ لَا يَعْطِي. Like the person who's missing something that doesn't give it. But in reality is, I was missing a lot of things from my childhood, but I am a fountain of it. And I want to give it because I did not receive it. So, and I refuse to change who I am. But if I cannot change you, I will change you.
Yeah.
Period.
Exactly.
So for me, it's boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. And
you know what? You're right. And it's true. We've only hung out at home with you because I know you don't like going out. But I think that's one thing I struggle with, and that's where I need your help, because I have not been very good at protecting my energy. Sometimes I would, you know, the worst feeling is when you're around someone and then you think, I should not have come here, you know, I'm wasting my time. And even now with like social media, sometimes you start seeing other sides of the people in your life where, for example, friends are a little bit jealous of the success that they think you have because they've seen your numbers online, and then their behavior changes a little. But what's your approach to, do you just cut someone off or do you give them a few chances before you cut them off? If someone is giving you negative energy.
Oh no, cut the cord immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately. And I love the way you said that people think.
Mm-hmm.
Because people think, because of all the titles been given, for example, like ranked number 11 at Forbes and doing this, mm-hmm. and like, you know, 100 Peaceful is the top 100 companies that change the narrative when it comes to beauty and inclusivity from like Vogue magazine. And mm-hmm. like, they think like you made it.
Yes.
Salama today here, I would say, like, I started off, like, you know, with the big budget. But it's a bootstrap company.
It is.
It's, I personally invest in it, nobody else. So, like, where I started versus where I am today, no, honey, trust me, you're richer than me. And it's, the money is coming when it comes to, like, you invest your time into the people, into the company and everything. The money will come. It takes you 2 to 3 years until you break even. Mm-hmm. But people think financially, like, I'm a gazillionaire.
You're rolling in money.
Exactly. And I'm like, honey, no, trust me. When is it coming? And it's fine. But it showed me the other side of people and how they perceive salam and how they look at salam and who wants to take advantage of you versus who thinks you're better than them. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the reason why I'm so quick at cutting cord is I don't have time. I really don't have time. Sometimes I don't have time to brush my hair from like putting out fires on daily basis. It's just, I think you have to be ruthless when it comes to that.
Mm-mm.
For me, if people show you who they are, just trust them.
Yeah, believe them. Mm, I agree. But now tell me, how does Salama manage her time on a day-to-day basis? Because I know you're extremely busy and you are a mother, you have the company, you have the social media, you have public speaking and all of that. How do you go about managing your time to make sure you also look after yourself?
I have no idea.
With a solid team, I guess.
They run my life.
Mm.
They run my life. And it's basically, if I will share one tip or like some of wisdom, is take care of your actual health. Because I've been a huge advocate of like mental health, but physical health, I've been neglecting for so long. And it's catching up. Mm. If you don't see me at home or in the office, you'll see me at Cleveland Clinic. I promise you. And it's been crazy because it's like catching a flu after a flu, catching a virus after a virus, but it catches up. And you just don't pay attention. And just take care of your physical health, your mental health, and how to manage your time. Honestly, I have no idea. If you have any cheat sheet, share with me. Pass it.
I wish I did.
I actually don't. I really don't.
I think it's just doing and trying to survive every day, isn't it? That's all it is.
Whatever comes as a priority that day.
Yes, exactly.
If my kids, they're priority 24/7. Mm-hmm. But if like there's something happening now, then my kids will take over.
Yeah.
If it's like a problem with the house, then you know it will take a priority then. If it's work, it just, there's a lot of sacrificing.
Mm-hmm.
When entering that entrepreneurial road,
yeah,
it's really, there's a lot of sacrificing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I want to ask a little bit of a different question because I know you as being someone who is extremely funny. Okay, but I want to know, what does Salama do for herself? What do you do for yourself that has nothing to do with work or the family? What do you enjoy doing?
Honestly, if I had more time and if I have the mental clarity to do it, I think I would go back to painting because it takes me on a different realm. It takes me to a different world. I think that's something that I haven't been doing for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really, really enjoy it. But I just never had the chance or allowed myself to go back. I think I'm too scared to do it. But painting was one thing I would have to say.
Okay, why don't we get you to paint a little bit more? Can you block a time every week?
No.
No?
No.
The schedule doesn't allow it.
The schedule doesn't allow it. But here's the thing. I think I'm going through, at the moment, just a roller coaster of life events one after another. And I'm just waiting for the ride to stop. And I do believe 2024 will be, maybe towards the end of 2024. Will be just, you know, hitting the brakes a bit and just settling
smooth
a bit.
Smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing. For now, it's been definitely...
It has. But hopefully we're off that ride very soon.
Very soon, hopefully.
Very soon.
I guess that's life.
That is life.
And that's okay with it. As long as you don't sit around saying, I'm the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Or as long as, like, why is this happening to me? As long as you're thankful and you go like, okay, another day, another problem. What can I do? Just get up and pick up the pieces and just move on.
Yeah, you know, the first time I think I realized that I have reached adulthood is when I realized that there's no point in life where you won't have problems and your life is peace, right? It's just different types of problems. Some of them you know how to handle, some of them you don't know how to handle, some of them you see coming, some of them just come at you and you don't know what to do. But therefore, it's a very important life skill to have to be able to deal with daily challenges in mm-hmm. life. And as you said, you have this beautiful mentality of not thinking, why is this happening to me? Mm. You just think, how can I deal with it? Mm. But how do you, because this is, a lot of people will think this is easier said than done, right? When you say, okay, let's deal with it. But in the heat of the moment, when a problem crops up, you might just...
I'll cry. Oh, for sure. For sure. Cry.
You cry first.
Cry first. Have anxiety attack. Mm. Roll on the floor like a baby position with a blanket over my head. Just honor the feeling, I guess. Mm. Honor it. It's me pushing my feelings away for so long caused me like severe IBS. Me pushing my feelings for so long caused me severe anxiety disorder. Me not dealing with things. And like, for example, when my father passed away, I did not grieve him because I was like, I'm in denial. Mm-hmm. Like I was in denial. And it caused me depression. Mm-hmm. So like honor the feeling, deal with it. My psychiatrist had to come to my house to give me sessions in the house to make me trust leaving my house and go back to the clinic. That's how like wow. bad my depression was. And it's just pushing away those feelings. Because here's the thing. I grew up in an environment where by default I was the victim, right? Mm. But I refused that mentality for so long. Then my role switches from like receiving all of this horrendous treatment to running away from my problems by being a savior for my friends. I was the one who would, you know, problem solving thanks to my ADHD. Mm. Like I would be there for everyone. I would like, you know, save everyone's problem. I was the savior. I took on this role to save everyone.
Yeah.
But to run away from my own problems. Mm-hmm. Like to not face any problem. Then it just stacked and stacked and stacked. And it caused me so much suffering, so much pain. And it just, not honoring the feeling, trust me, it will manifest in different health forms, mm-hmm. health issues. It will manifest. There is no way around it. Mm-mm. Like, I'm young and I'm suffering from so much health problems. It's because I refused to face them. But when I started to, you know, pay attention to my mental health and like seeing a psychiatrist on a regular basis and everything, thankfully, I started to understand my role in life is not my monkey, not my circus.
Ooh, yes.
Boundaries. And where is Salama been throughout everything? I was there for everyone, but nobody was there for me. So I learned I am not anyone's savior. No one. I need to save me. Mm-hmm. And if you need me, I'm not going to share an advice. I'm going to lead by an example and tell you my experience, whether you take it, whether you leave it, boo-boo do you. Mm-hmm. And it just, I think, took so much weight out of my shoulders.
Wow. Yeah, honestly, I remember we had this conversation about the broken birds. We used to attract the broken birds, right? Because we want to help them. And it's just a way of you not coping with your own problems. But I'm glad we're past that now.
See you.
Bye-bye, Brady.
Bye-bye. Don't let me see you ever again. But yeah.
No, for sure. And now a fun question is, you know, what do you think are the strengths of a woman, especially as someone who is a CEO of a company? What do you think you bring and you saw in yourself was your strength being a woman in the arena?
Honestly, how do I answer it? Without sounding okay,
don't worry about that.
It's when it comes to getting the job done, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you just have to get the job done. That's how I see it. When mm-hmm. I go into the office, I don't say, hey, I'm a woman.
Yeah,
no, I just go there as a human being, and you know, I have responsibilities, and we're all there for each other, and mm-hmm. Just have to get the job done. Like that's how I see it. Like I see a lot of things out there. Like, do you know, how do I say it in a nice way? I really don't. When I walk into the office, I don't see myself as a woman or as a man. I just see my salama.
Yeah.
And but speaking of women, when it comes to being in that role and like establishing companies and doing things, mm-hmm. I found a lot of amazing support.
Yeah.
Huge support. Like, I feel like even the system here in the UAE and in Dubai especially is made for women to succeed. Mm. Is made when it comes to, like, you know, issuing license mm-hmm. and, like, issuing, you know, company, you know, yeah. certificates and license and everything. I feel mm-hmm. like I got it easier. And it just, I feel like the everyone talks about the American dream, but no, it's the UAE dream. It's the Dubai dream.
Mm.
Is this place is made for you to succeed, not to fail. And there is no excuse. And this is something I always encourage everyone to do. There is no excuse. If you want to do it, you're going to do it because the system is there and put in place to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, I feel like as a woman from that aspect, I've found great support.
So what's next now for Salama, for Peaceful? What is your vision for the future?
World domination.
Yes, let's go.
I think just have fun and enjoy it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've been stuck in this role that, you know, I did not enjoy my successes. I have to admit, I didn't. And it just hit me that I deserve it and I owe it to myself. And I think if I just, and this is something that I go to therapy for as well, as I sit and I shout out to Dr. Asad, is one problem that I face all the time is I do not celebrate anything.
Why is that?
I think it goes back to my childhood.
Mm.
It's like, I have to do better.
So you're always aiming for higher?
Not higher. I just always aim to be the best version that I could. Because aiming to be higher and higher, it's like I'm in competition with someone else. I'm in no competition with anyone.
It's with yourself.
But myself.
Mm.
And just how can I be better? How can I enhance it?
Mm-hmm.
But through serious events, life events that really shattered me, I discovered that sometimes things are out of control. And sometimes those celebrations are like amazing memories to go back to and say, I remember that feeling. I want to wake up tomorrow and do it. But because I never celebrated it, I just don't have a memory to fall on.
That's deep. But it's okay. Plenty of successes coming for us to celebrate.
Exactly. Right?
Then we'll have new memories.
We'll have new memories.
Yeah. And on that topic, what does success mean to you now?
Success to me is when people come and say, like, I am not wearing makeup because I love my skin. Success to me is, you know, seeing the people around me happy. Success to me is, I don't know, I think the best success is Khalifa and Abdullah's hugs. Those are like my biggest successes.
Mm-hmm.
But success to me when it comes to work field is just not being the first woman to do it, not being the first company to do it. But I think people experience with Peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I could die happy. Purely. Just because I changed someone. Someone just like the way they look at themselves or the way they feel in their own skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's success.
That's beautiful. And this is why we're here celebrating you, because I personally think you are extremely impressive as a person. And I've always looked up to you since before we met. And then we've known each other for over 2 years now, mm-hmm. believe it or not. And I've loved seeing you grow as a person, as a businesswoman. Everything you've done is incredible.
Thank you.
So we are very happy to have you here. But I want to hear from you. Who has been a woman that you've looked up to in your journey?
Growing up, mm-hmm. I think none. That's mm-hmm. why I became Salama, the person that I wanted someone in my life to be this way, to look up to. But like nowadays, I would have to say, like, I look up to every single one of my team members and I go, like, I'm so lucky to have you. Like, honestly. But like, do you know?
Yeah. So you want to celebrate your team?
Yes.
That's beautiful. Well, as a token of appreciation, we have a little bouquet for you. Aww. To say thank you. And
give it to me.
And there's a card that was signed by the previous guest, who is Amy Rocco.
Hi, Amy.
Yeah. So she wrote you a little card in there, and you'll get to write for the next guest as well. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, but thank you for being here. Thank you. If there's anything else you'd like to share with us before you go.
I am good. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you for having me.
Of course. This was a pleasure, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane.